This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How can we fix the quarterback situation in Cleveland? What is going on, Baker? The jersey is now a list of 25 people. Is it a curse? Why can we not get this right? We draft you, the best quarterback in college history overall. What's going on? What's happening?
Listen, I plead the fifth, but I don't know. when I was healthy,
yeah,
I was starting to get pretty damn good there. Problem anymore.
Ooh, Baker Mayfield throwing some fireballs on the New Heights podcast with Cleveland natives Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce this week. I thought it was a pretty interesting conversation he had with those guys. That was one of the more enlightening clips. People were trying to make a thing out of him being like, not my problem anymore. I don't have a problem with him saying that.
I mean, it's not his problem.
It's quite literally not his problem anymore.
It is not his problem whatsoever. I don't have an issue with him responding the way that he did. If anything, I would be, if I were him, I'd be annoyed that I'm still being asked about this. That has not been part of his career for a long time now. When's the last time Baker Mayfield took a snap for the Cleveland Browns? It has been a very long time. Yeah. And if I were him, especially considering he has gone on to have some legitimate success with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I would not want to talk about everything that went wrong in what were probably the darkest days of his NFL career.
Can I be honest, though? I kind of think
I'd say Carolina was the darkest days.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
Carolina was a time. Days,
which does get, nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about how he was bad here and then worse somewhere else.
The Carolina
and then,
career kicked off with a 52-yarder from Cleveland to win the game down there.
York, baby.
Remember he released the shirts? It was like Baker Mayfield off the leash. And everyone was like, oh, his revenge game. And then Cade York,
shirts didn't ship in time for the game.
Cade York is one of the bigger draft busts for the Browns, especially in relation to a kicker. And he will still go down as being the guy who hit a 50-plus yard field goal to beat Baker Mayfield and make sure that he couldn't get revenge against his
We'll team. Always have that day.
I'm going to be honest, though. I think Baker kind of enjoys talking about the Browns because I just think there's a pettiness to Baker that I actually do admire because I can be petty like that sometimes about certain things. And I appreciate the fact that, I think you need some of this in sports, people who do hold grudges and are seeking revenge and all that. So I kind of think he gets a kick out of answering questions about it to a degree because it gives him a chance to, in some respects, take little digs here or there and reflect on that time and bring up that maybe he thought he was done wrong or whatever. And he knows the Browns are never going to say anything about it because the Browns never say anything about anything. So, right.
Well, why would they comment
right,
on it?
Right. So he kind of gets a chance to get this last laugh type thing where he gets the last word on it. And I do think he kind of enjoys that.
I mean, he does get the last laugh because he's gone on to have a successful career, whether or not it was in Cleveland or somebody or somewhere else. But I think the thing that we failed to bring up and the thing that makes this sort of a bad faith argument when talking about the Browns screwing this up is Baker was not going to become what he has become here. He needed to grow up. He needed to fail in the NFL And that was not going to be something that happened with Cleveland. I think he needed teams to give up on him in order to find the success he has found. And I am happy Baker has found that success. I think he's an easy guy to root for in the NFL. And I wish it was happening in Cleveland. I really, truly do. But I think when you look at the situation, you can remove yourself from it by a few years the way that we have. I think he needed to grow up. And I think he needed to be given up on the way the Browns gave up on him and then the way the Carolina Panthers gave up on him. I think he needed that to happen in order to find success, because let's not act like Tampa found him as like, oh, this guy's going to be awesome right away. Like, we got such a seal. Like, no, he was in a legitimate quarterback competition with Kyle Trask in Tampa Bay at a certain point. Like, this is not been some smooth sailing for him. He was also following in
the footsteps of Tom Brady, by the way. And right. I don't know that Bucs fans are, like, all that upset that, like, not that you forget about your time with Tom Brady as your quarterback. But he's kind of made that transition go pretty smoothly, where people aren't like, hey, we need Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like,
nobody thought that was going to be the case when it first happened.
For sure. Now, it's funny you bring that up, because I found myself, after listening to bits and pieces of this interview he did with them, rethinking my thought process on what you just said. Like, did it need to happen? This was another clip from Baker that I thought was maybe the most interesting part of this, where he talked about his personality and how that's been handled other places he's played. Here, listen to this one. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, you've played well at times everywhere you've been, but in Tampa, it's really gone to that next level. What do you think has led to that?
This isn't to on the other teams and franchises. When you step in and your GM and your head coach say, hey, just be you.
Yeah.
After I've been told at every stop and everywhere I go, hey, you need to tone it down a little bit. You need to be a franchise quarterback. It's just not who I am. Like, I wear my emotions on my sleeves. You guys know me. I'm going to talk. I'm going to do whatever. But when it's time to turn the lights on and go do something, I'm going to do it. So when I stepped into the building, they all told me to just be myself. And so it's been, not to say like comfortable, but it's felt like home since the beginning. And that's awesome. A quarterback that's been through a little bit of a journey, you can't ask for anything else.
Again, audio courtesy of the New Heights podcast. So this is what sort of sparked this question, or this rethinking of this for me, Danny, because I get it. There was some growing up there. There was some... The I think it was Ron Jaworski at the time who reported it, like the "we need an adult in the room" comments that sort of surfaced about how the Browns were approaching the quarterback situation that offseason, and they just felt like Baker was too immature. I also know this has been very well reported that the locker room was very split when it came to Baker, like how the OBJ stuff went down. Him and Miles didn't always get along, and I think that stemmed back to the night he hit Mason Rudolph with his own helmet.
I would agree.
And Baker called him out on national TV, because that's just a big no-no when you're on a team like in a team setting like this. So I'm not saying all those things didn't play a role here, and that ultimately led to his demise here in Cleveland, and it was all sort of put in this bucket of he needs to grow up and mature and dial back the personality.
But I don't think it was like he needed to dial back the personality. I think he needed to mature. I don't think there was ever an issue with the personality. I think there was an issue with the immaturity.
But he's sitting there saying that, like, everywhere else he's played, he's been told, hey, you got to dial this back a little bit. And that's where I got curious and wondering if they had just let it, if they had just kind of let it, like, who's...
Did he need to dial back the personality, or did he need to mature a little
bit?
So
here's...
Because I don't think there was ever an issue with the personality.
So you think the Rams told him to dial it back? Because he wasn't there long enough.
Well, he wasn't there that long. I think they probably were just like...
They also called him and said, hey, it's Tuesday and Thursday we have a game. Can you please play in this football game?
And he was desperate at that point, so yeah.
I think they said... Just listen to Sean McVay and things will work out for you. And he listened to Sean McVay. It's like, goodness, this guy's good when he listens to the coach.
There's a big difference between being the number one overall pick and being a free agent quarterback going to your fourth team and the expectations of you from the organization saying, hey, we put everything into you. You're the number one overall pick. We went 0-16 last year, too. We just had the greatest quarterback of all time, so... Do whatever you want to do, right? Yeah.
Well, and listen, I am not going to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deny, like, yes, Danny, your point on he needs to mature is 100% sound, and I've said that, and I agree with that. But here's the other part of this, too, that I don't know if we've talked about enough. Wouldn't a good organization be able to help a guy mature in their, like, think about it like this. People don't think Shador, now I disagree, but there's a lot of people who think Shador Sanders isn't, like, mature enough for this stage, right? I'm not saying the Browns think this, but there's a lot of people who are like, he's got a lot of growing up to do. And also, all the stuff we talked about with Quinshon Judkins, the Browns have a history of taking guys with off-the-field issues. That is also a testament to how immature or mature a guy is if they're getting in certain situations and they're doing certain things. And this team takes gambles with all those guys because they believe we have the infrastructure to help them get through this, help them mature, and never let it happen again. So if they think that, and there's other organizations around this league that certainly believe they can draft guys that have a brashness to them or a cockiness to them, or, you know, talk their talk and have more out there personalities that are going to be on display and even have off the field issues that they think they can figure out and get settled and not let it be an issue moving forward. The Browns are a testament to all the teams that believe that they can help guys mature within their building. Why couldn't they do that with Baker?
Because
that's my question. Why could if they think they can help all these other guys mature, why couldn't they do it with Baker?
Because you could not pay when a guy that very clearly needed to grow up, which I think that last year here where he was trying to play through an injury that he had no business playing through, and it very clearly affected things on the field. And I look back at the game he missed against the Arizona Cardinals. Remember, it was, I believe they played Houston the week before and he dislocated his shoulder again. I think JJ Watt tackled him and dislocated his shoulder. And he wanted to play through it, and like it was bad idea, and everybody except for him knew it was a bad idea. So what did he do? He ran to Jay Glazer and told him, the team's not letting me play through this. And Jay Glazer had that report that came out on Fox, like, I don't know, 30 minutes before kickoff of that Thursday night game. And that was, to me, sort of a turning point here. It's like, okay, these two things are not aligned. And I do think it is unfair to compare him to guys that have had serious off the field issues. Not to say that Baker has been a saint off the field. Like, I know there's that video of him in college running from the cops and getting tackled. And
yeah, that was that thing
on Colin Cowherd where Colin made fun of him for not necessarily running from the cops, but getting caught by the cops, which may not have been a great sign.
The day Colin Cowherd had him on his show and he was just like disproving everything he said was one of the best days in Browns fan history.
Right. But I think that when you talk about the level of maturity for some of the guys that you bring up, like a Quinshon Judkins, and I just think that is so apples to oranges because of what Judkins did off the field, has such a higher level of seriousness to it than the Baker stuff. But you're also asking him to be the face of your franchise. You're asking him to be the franchise quarterback. And when things are misaligned and you get to a point where this guy wants a lot of money and you don't feel confident in him being able to be that franchise quarterback, that's where I think you run into the issues of if he would have grown up and not needed to fail in multiple places, because I think if the same thing doesn't happen in Carolina that happened here, that we just never talk about as happening, like he was cut by a team that traded for him, 10 weeks into a season? If that doesn't happen, he does not become what he is right now. It wasn't just, oh, the Browns gave up on this guy too soon. No, it was two other organizations saw it and said, you know what, you're probably not our future either. And I think he needed to hear that because when Carolina gave up on him too, and the Rams elected not to bring him back, it wasn't just, oh, the Browns are being the Browns. It was, no, a couple of other organizations, including one with a very, very respected offensive mind of a head coach in Sean McVay, when they decided not to bring him back, it's like, okay, maybe it wasn't the Browns that were the issue here. Maybe Baker did need to do some soul searching and did need to do some growing up. And listen, he deserves a ton of credit for doing that.
Yeah.
Because he's turned his career into an incredibly successful one. And I'm happy for him. And I think a lot of Browns fans are happy for him. But I also think it's foolish to say the Browns screwed up because he couldn't grow up here. I think that he needed to go through some things in order to grow up. And I do sort of wish that he would come out and say that, because I think that's the truth.
He has said that before, and I give a lot of credence to the idea that he needed to experience what he experienced to probably get to where he is. I'm not saying that it was, you know, I hate that we're already rehashing this anyway, because, you know, every time Baker drops a quote, we like circle back to it. It's like another conversation on the radio. I get it. But at the same time, this was the first time that I kind of took a moment and was like, you know, he's kind of got a point in like the maturing thing. And like, if he was told like dial your personality back and all these things, but here's the thing though, for me, like, If this regime had taken Baker, I guarantee you they would have tried to stick it out and try to be the people that were maturing him. They wouldn't have tried to send a message to him the way that they did by releasing him and saying like, good luck to you, go figure it out somewhere else. They would have tried to mature him their own way within their organization. So it can and that's my larger point here, is like, it could have just been that he wasn't their guy. He was a John Dorsey guy. And so they didn't want to take the time to mature him, because, yes, you're right, it's not necessarily fair to relate a serious thing like what Quinshon Judkins is accused of to Baker Mayfield just being sort of arrogant the way that he is and say it's apples to apples. And but that also, I think, proves my point to a degree, because it's like, if they think they can mature the guy who's got the off the field issues, the more serious stuff, why can't they, quote unquote, rehabilitate the guy who's, the only issue he has is his personality is a little bit like,
well, that's not the only issue he had, because there was also the issue of he wasn't very good that last year. Like,
but
that,
he
that's
was playing hurt, which is something
okay,
else he
but
said.
But he was also playing terrible.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of it. Because what did Kevin Stefanski say that popped up with the, when OBJ was here? Personalities are welcome. Production is required. You know, yeah, what was not here with Baker at the end? Production. He was terrible. He was one of the worst quarterbacks in football that year. And that's part of the reason why.
If they were telling him to suppress his personality, though, too, then that was also, I mean, not that we believe Kevin Stefanski doesn't lie ever, but like, that was also not really a true message to how he was going to run his team.
No, because there were no issues with his personality when he was playing well the year before. It was when he was playing terrible. That's when it was an issue. In 2020, when he was awesome, nobody had issues with this. It was in 2021 where he was trying to play through an injury so he could get a contract extension that it became an issue, because he was playing horrible football.
And then he shaved his mustache three times after.
Yes. Like, that, those are the issues. If Baker would have played well in Cleveland that last year, we're probably still talking about him as the Browns quarterback.
Or if he didn't play at all. If he just sat out.
If he would have hurt his shoulder because Anthony Schwartz stopped running a route too soon.
Damn you, Anthony Schwartz.
And then that would have been it for the season. It's a lost year for the Browns, and nobody feels good about it. But the Browns then probably signed Baker to a contract extension at a much more palatable number than what Baker wanted after 2020. And I think that you feel much differently about things because he probably still is here. And maybe he doesn't turn into what he is now, but I think when the production went away, the personality couldn't be what it was.
Ultimately, I think he did need what he experienced. But I this was the first time listening to Baker talk that I was kind of like, the Browns think they can mature all these other guys. Why couldn't they have tried it with Baker? And I thought it was worth bringing up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.